You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
The Sacramento Kings are back in action tonight as they host the Brooklyn Nets inside the Golden 1 Center. Game 2 of a 4-game homestand. I feel pretty confident in saying if the Kings win this game here tonight, they will go 4-0 during this stretch, which would do wonders to make us feel a little bit better, especially after the fact that it seems that the Kings will not be making the playoffs. It looks like they are going to be the bubble team in the Western Conference. So having a 4-0 homestand would certainly help with that at this point. It's just about trying to get to 500 or above this season, which is a very achievable goal and something that would be, I mean, this season's already been a tremendous success for the Kings, but getting at or above 500 on the year would be about as good as any of us could have asked for going into this season. Hello, everybody. My name is Matt George. Welcome into the Locked On Kings podcast. This is your daily hub for Sacramento Kings coverage each and every single weekday. If you're looking for in-depth analysis, game-by-game breakdowns, highlights, interviews with all the local and national experts, as well as coach and player audio, this is the place for you. As I mentioned, my name is Matt George. I'm from Sports 1140 KHDK. That's the flagship radio station of the Kings in Sacramento. I work there as an on-air host and a multimedia journalist and reporter. Normally try and keep these episodes between about 23 to 30 minutes. Sometimes go over that when there's a lot to talk about. And then sometimes there are days like today where there's just not much out there. We're going to preview briefly this Brooklyn Nets game. Also going to talk to you about Doug Christie and De'Aaron Fox recording a podcast together on the Road Trippin' podcast. I considered taking audio and playing audio from that here, but I'd rather you just go and listen to the podcast as a whole. I will share with you some quotes and some conversation starters from the podcast itself, but I really encourage you to go check that out. We'll talk about that in a little bit too. Also, some non-Kings related stuff at the end of the podcast. Isaiah Thomas got an awesome tribute video in Boston via the Celtics, and the Denver Nuggets clinched playoff. There are their playoff berth, and Mike Malone was celebrating. It was awesome. And the Nuggets are a team that, I mean, everybody wants to be the Golden State Warriors, right? And the Kings are always trying to follow or every team really is trying to follow the path of how the Warriors became a dynasty and quite possibly the most, or have the greatest team ever assembled in Oakland, California right now. But the Denver Nuggets are another one of those models that I would love the Kings to follow. So we'll discuss the Denver Nuggets here towards the end of the podcast as well. If we make it to our normal time length, that would be great. I do not expect that. Before we dive in, though, to this this road tripping podcast that I wanted to preview, I want to let you know that you can fill out a tourney bracket right now at DraftKings this year. That's right. DraftKings is the leader in daily fantasy sports. It has a totally free bracket with tens of thousands of dollars up for grabs. Everybody fills out a bracket during the tournament. You might as well do it on an award-winning app with tons of free prizes. For the first time ever, DraftKings is offering a bracket battle promotion with $64,000 in prizes. Before the tip-off of the first game of the tournament, just pick a winner of every game, every round. That's all there is to it. And the best part is you play for free with using the code DRIBBLE, DRIBBLE. You can even set up a private group for you and your friends and compete for bragging rights, which is always fun. Download the DraftKings app or head to DraftKings.com now. Use code DRIBBLE to enter the bracket battle promotion for free and compete for your share of $64,000. That's code DRIBBLE to enter the bracket battle for free only at DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com for details. So Sacramento Kings legend and my co-worker at KHDK, Doug Christie, sat down with Kings point guard De'Aaron Fox, and they recorded a fun, interesting, informative, and entertaining podcast for the Road Trippin' podcast. And again, I highly encourage you to check that out once you're done listening here to Locked On Kings today, if you haven't already. A lot of great information. De'Aaron Fox says a lot of awesome stuff. Has a great conversation with Doug Christie, who's learned a lot in his time now radio hosting with Grant Napier and doing color commentary with Grant Napier. He's done a fantastic job being able to drive conversations and host podcasts. And he did a great job with De'Aaron. I really think you are going to enjoy it. There's one portion that I really enjoyed where he starts discussing, or Doug Christie is telling Fox about playing against LeBron James in LeBron James's first ever game, which also happened to be here in Sacramento. And then De'Aaron Fox discusses a lot of growth and what the next step is for this Kings franchise. And one of the things he talks about in particular that I wanted to touch on is that he is aware that the Kings have left some games on the table, and they're understanding how close that they really are to being a playoff team, and De'Aaron Fox believes that wholeheartedly. One of the things that he said is, he said, quote, looking back on this season so far, what do we have, 33 wins? I think we definitely could be close to 40 at this point right now. He goes on to say that, I think we're growing, but I ain't with the moral victories. But from last year to this year, last year we probably wouldn't even be in these games. This year we're in them and we've given them away. So now you just got to take that next step. So it's a rung of a ladder process is what De'Aaron Fox is discussing. And the fact that he's recognizing that there are a lot of games that the Kings have been in this year that had a chance to win, that last year, maybe a sprinkle, a handful of them they did have a chance to win or were in, but they also were blown out by a lot of opponents last year, or really had no chance to come back against a lot of opponents last year, that they are taking all the way down to the wire this year. And many of those opponents have beaten the Kings this year, but they had to steal the victory away. I mean, the four games against the Golden State Warriors are the perfect example. There's been a handful of games this season that you can point to and say, man, the Kings really should have had that one. Now, there also are a good amount of games that the Kings themselves have stolen, the biggest one being Buddy Hield's game winner against the Detroit Pistons, Bogdan Bogdanovic's game winner against the Los Angeles Lakers. There are a few games here and there that the Kings have also taken and won that they maybe shouldn't have. So things have a way of somewhat balancing themselves out. But De'Aaron Fox recognizes that just being able to compete and to take these games down to the wire is tangible growth. And the next step is, now that you know you can do that on a consistent basis, which the Kings have done this season, it's now consistently finding a way to win these games. And that's a difficult step to take. And it's a step that this young team will have to figure out towards the remainder of the season, or for the remainder of the season, and then going into next summer. We all expect, De'Aaron Fox and all the Kings players included, that this team will be making the playoffs next year, and there won't really be an excuse for them. They are aware that expectations are going to be taking a leap based off of the leap that this team has taken overall this season. Those are expectations from the fan base, expectations from the organization, from the players, from the league itself. And like we're seeing right now, they're not catching too many teams by surprise anymore. So now it's ironing out the things that they do well, recognizing their weaknesses, and making sure teams are not able to exploit their weaknesses as drastically as we've seen maybe over the last month or so, particularly on the defensive end of the floor and particularly in half-court offensive sets. But I really appreciated De'Aaron Fox saying that, being aware of that, drawing attention to that. And I think that's encouraging for him to recognize, him to discuss. Doug Christie goes back and forth with him, shares a lot of good insight on how to battle through that. Again, check out the Road Trippin' podcast. It's so easy to find. You can find it anywhere with De'Aaron Fox and with Doug Christie. Enjoy the entire thing. And if you want, let me know at MattGeorgeKHDK on Twitter, or email me, mgeorge@sacklocalmedia.com. One of your favorite things, or some of your favorite things that you hear them discuss, any questions that you may have based off of that podcast, because remember, I work with Doug Christie, so these are questions that I could even take to Doug, maybe invite him back here on the podcast. He hasn't been on in quite a while. We could discuss it here, or I can get answers from him and bring them to you here in a future episode of Locked On Kings. So be sure to let me know if you have any questions or anything that you would like to know more about this conversation. But first and foremost, go and listen to the whole thing, check it out, and open your mind and learn from two fantastic basketball minds, one very young and one a little bit on the older side, although don't let Doug know that I called him old. He doesn't appreciate that. He still believes he can suit up and play, and I'm sure he would if he could. Let's put it that way. The Sacramento Kings are hosting the Brooklyn Nets tonight because Brooklyn is an Eastern Conference team. Only two meetings, one in Brooklyn and one in Sacramento. And if you remember last year, the Kings and the Brooklyn Nets came down to the wire, ended up going to overtime, a game which the Kings ended up being victorious in, and it was De'Aaron Fox who hit that game-tying runner to send the game to overtime. One of a handful of moments that Fox had, clutch moments in his rookie season. Kind of died down a little bit here in the second year, but the team has gotten better overall, so that's ultimately a good thing. It's give and take and something that you can live with. But the Kings have already played the Brooklyn Nets this year. The Nets, a playoff team in the Eastern Conference, and I'm really excited about that. I like what the Brooklyn Nets have done. I appreciate how they've been able to turn things around, especially from a couple years ago, not even having a first-round draft pick, able to put together some kind of core, mainly through trading. And slowly but surely, they are building together a unit that plays very well, that is going to hopefully be working their way up into the upper echelons of the Eastern Conference one day. The fact that they will most likely be getting playoff experience this year is going to be fantastic for them as well. Of course, the leaders of this team, D'Angelo Russell, the extremely talented point guard who had 31 points against the Kings earlier on this season. When the Kings played the Nets in Brooklyn, the Kings lost that game pretty comfortably, 123-94. The Kings only scored 9 points in the fourth quarter, allowing the Nets to run away with that game. But Jarrett Allen is one of my absolute favorite players in the league. He's not very good on the offensive end of the floor, but he's a fantastic rebounder, a shot blocker, rim protector, freakishly athletic, and he is just a lot of fun to watch. And I think he could potentially present a lot of issues for this Sacramento Kings team, who are going to look to try and get him in foul trouble. But typically, the Kings try and open up their perimeter game by attacking the basket and getting involved inside. And Jarrett Allen is one of those guys that just patrols the paint, is very one of the things he does best, in my opinion, is not just his ability to block shots, but his ability to change shots because of his length. And there's not a statistical category for changing shots, although I think there should be, because I think Jarrett Allen would be towards the top, if not at the top of the league, in just changing shots because of his presence down there, his length, how difficult he makes just basic layups, and how many floaters you have to take just to get over the guy and make sure he is not able to get a hand on your shot. Now, he had no blocks against the Kings earlier on this season, finished with 8 points, did have 12 rebounds, only had to play 23 minutes in that game, though. So tonight is going to be very, very interesting. I expect Marvin Bagley and Harry Giles to get some run against Jarrett Allen. Those are two guys that I feel more confident in the Kings getting Allen into foul trouble rather than Willie Cauley-Stein and Nemanja Bjelica, who I do expect to start. Although, you know me, you know I've discussed it yesterday and last week on the podcast. At this point, I would be starting Harry Giles and Marvin Bagley at the very least. I'd be starting Marvin Bagley. However, we know that Marvin Bagley is still on a minutes restriction. Now, Dave Yeager, head coach of the Kings, said that Bagley was going to be on a minutes restriction for another 3 games or so, but that was before the Chicago game. So assuming this is the second to last game that he is on a minutes restriction, and slowly but surely the way a minutes restriction works is you give them more and more minutes as time goes on. He played 20 minutes in his first couple of games back, played 21 minutes against the Chicago Bulls. I'm expecting around 23 to 25 minutes in this game, and the Kings are going to need his production if they're going to find a way to get this win. Now, he did play in Brooklyn earlier on the season, only played 20 minutes in that game, though. Had 9 points, 5 rebounds, went 3 of 7 from the field. I don't understand why he didn't play more. Bogdan Bogdanovic led the team in scoring with 22 points off the bench in 32 minutes, although it was a very inefficient shooting game for him, 9 of 19. Well, actually, that's not horribly inefficient. It's decent, but 19 shots, 22 points on 19 shots, not the best for him. He did also, though, have 11 assists, so it was a good game for Bogey, and the Kings are desperately trying to get that consistent, efficient Bogey back. He was very good against the Chicago Bulls, and he's seemingly getting more and more comfortable here, at least over the last couple of games. I know he's been working hard at it, getting workouts in on the floor, working hard in practice, making sure during shoot-arounds and warm-ups before games to establish that outside shot and get loose and get that ability to space the floor. So Bogey being effective, whether it's in a starting role or coming off the bench, is extremely important for the success of this Kings team. And then also Harry Giles, I'm looking for him to continue to build, especially off of the performance that he and Bagley both had against Chicago, and I'm anxious to see them do that again and replicate a game like that against still not the best of Eastern Conference teams, but a team that's certainly better than the Chicago Bulls. It's one thing to dominate and play well off the bench against a bad team. Now can you play well and dominate against a average to good team that is going to be making the playoffs in their conference? So that's one of the big things that I'm looking for here in this game tonight. Buddy Hield, De'Aaron Fox, of course, we know what they can do. I would like to see De'Aaron Fox and D'Angelo Russell put on a show in their going at each other back-to-back battles. So very excited for that one also. I think this has the potential to be a sneaky good game, entertaining, close, back and forth, a game that I expect the Kings to win, go out and get the job done. And if you are heading to the arena tonight, I will see you there at the Golden One Center. Let me know that you're coming. Would love to come by and say hi. You can reach me via Twitter at @MattGeorgeKHDK or email me mgeorge@sacklocalmedia.com, and I would love to connect with you and be able to meet you somewhere on the concourse before the game, after the game, during the game, regardless. I would love the opportunity to shake your hand and just thank you for listening to this Locked on Kings podcast here today. But I expect the Kings are going to be getting the job done tonight. I expect a win from this Kings team, although I think it's going to be a close game back and forth. And I hope Sacramento Kings fans will go out and support the team, show up in bunches to cheer, to have a good time, because there aren't too many home games, aren't too many games, period, left in this season. So if you have an opportunity to get out there, go and support, enjoy the Kings, and hopefully you'll be able to see a victory tonight. Another thing I would like for you to check out, former Sacramento King Isaiah Thomas has had an incredible roller coaster of an NBA career. Of course, he's always had that me versus the world mentality that you have to have when you're as short as Isaiah playing in a predominantly tall sport like the NBA and like the game of basketball. And Isaiah Thomas has always been a fighter, and that is one of the reasons why he captured so many hearts, not just here in Sacramento, but around the NBA. Kings picked him with the last pick in the NBA draft, the same year that they drafted Tyreke Evans and Omri Caspi. And we know Isaiah Thomas was a star for this Kings team and then really blossomed when he went to the Boston Celtics. Now, unfortunately, things didn't quite work out in his favor there. He was having an MVP caliber season, but was playing through injury, went to the playoffs with the Celtics. That's, of course, when the tragedy that happened to his family with his sister passing away. He ended up playing through that, playing for the Celtics, working his way through, and then was expecting a big payday. Instead, the Boston Celtics traded him to Cleveland for Kyrie Irving, and now he's a journeyman in Denver trying to get back onto the floor consistently and trying to find a way to get paid and get some sort of contract that he deserves. But he returned to Boston last night with the Nuggets to be able to play the Celtics, and well done by the Celtics organization. They did a fantastic job putting together a tribute video for him that just honored what he gave to the city of Boston, what he gave to that organization, the battles that he fought through, the emotional trauma that he went through, and was still able to go out there and give his all. He had a fantastic, amazing performance in that playoff game, the first game after he found out his sister had passed away. One of those moments in sports that just happens and you can't write it. It's just perfect, but these things just seem to happen through sports, and that's what makes sports so magical. But if you haven't checked out the tribute video and just the tribute that the Boston Celtics fans had for him, the standing ovation, the Celtics players that were Isaiah Thomas's teammates, how they reacted to him and shared love for him overall, you need to go and check that out. It's a really powerful and awesome moment. Now, Isaiah Thomas does play for the Denver Nuggets and doesn't play all that consistently. He's certainly not the best player on that Nuggets team. But the Denver Nuggets, coached by former Kings head coach and fan favorite here in Sacramento, Mike Malone, have clinched a playoff berth, which is something that can't be understated for them, or really can't be overstated, I think is the right way to say it. Because they are a team that finished in a similar situation to how it looks like the Kings are going to finish this year, except even more brutal what they went through. The fact that they had a play-in game opportunity to make it into the playoffs against the Minnesota Timberwolves, lost that game and ended up falling out of it and having to sit on their couches. I know that stung. That was difficult for Jamal Murray, for Nikola Jokic, for all of them. And they've used that to fuel the fire and take that next step. And they've made a monumental leap this year from just missing the playoffs to now being a number two seed that's currently tied with the Golden State Warriors for the number one overall seed. I think they've been a fantastic story. Mike Malone deserves all the credit in the world for what he has done, and I'm very excited to see the Denver Nuggets play in the playoffs. If the Kings don't make it every single year, I adopt a team, and I don't mean that in terms of I become a diehard fan of them and jump on their bandwagon, but I tend to support them and root for them more than any other team, and the Denver Nuggets have become that team for me this year. Again, assuming the Kings don't make the playoffs, mathematically they haven't been eliminated. So there's still a chance that they get in. But if the Kings miss it, I'm very excited to root on the Denver Nuggets to see what they can do. I think that team is going to provide a lot of fantastic drama, a lot of great series, and they have a legitimate chance to make it to the Western Conference Finals. And I certainly hope that they get there, or maybe even the NBA Finals. That would certainly be an accomplishment for them. So congratulations to the Denver Nuggets. Congratulations to head coach Mike Malone. And like I said earlier, to me, they are the model of what the Kings are trying to do, even more so than the Golden State Warriors. Now, the Kings have loosely followed the Golden State Warriors motto, and you can draw connections with the fact that they've established a young backcourt in De'Aaron Fox and Buddy Hield, very similar to the young backcourt that the Golden State Warriors established, which was Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. Of course, we all know the history of where they went from there, winning championships, getting Durant, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Kings are trying to do the same thing loosely, but the Denver Nuggets are the immediate model that this Kings team needs to follow and needs to try and be like, especially this summer going into next season. So I'm hoping they are able to do what the Denver Nuggets have done this year, make that monumental leap and cement themselves toward the top of the Western Conference. That'll do it for today's episode of Locked On Kings. Again, a little short and all over the place. I apologize for that, but I will be coming back tomorrow to break down this Kings game against the Brooklyn Nets, hopefully a Kings win against the Brooklyn Nets. Again, if you're heading out there, let me know at @MattGeorgeKJDK on Twitter, mgeorge@sacklocalmedia.com. I'd love to get the opportunity to see you at the game, meet you, shake your hand, and say hi. Also, check out that Road Trippin' podcast with Doug Christie and De'Aaron Fox. You will not regret it. It's a great use of your time, and it's going to be a lot of fun for you to hear the two interacting with one another. Until tomorrow, my name is Matt George. Thank you so much for listening to the Locked On Kings podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast,
part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.